The Obama administration says it plans to spend about $47 million during the current fiscal year to try to keep Asian carp from establishing self-sustaining populations in the Great Lakes. That includes some steps in Wisconsin, such as keeping watch on 8 locations in the state where there's at least a slight risk of the carp getting from the Mississippi River Basin to the Great Lakes Basin, and adding a Fish and Wildlife Service lab in La Crosse to test for Asian carp DNA. John Goss is Asian carp director for the White House. He says the DNA research can be improved.
Through analysis and refinement of the eDNA process will help us to hopefully determine the number and distribution of positive detections of Asian carp.
But to some, the government's main focus should be on keeping more carp from getting into Lake Michigan through the Chicago Canal system. This week, federal officials announced a study of how to best separate the Mississippi River system from the Great Lakes won't be done until 2015 instead of 2012. That disappoints Mark Smith of the National Wildlife Federation.
You know, carp have many years between now and 2015 to swim closer to Lake Michigan than to our Great Lakes. We don't have much time to find a solution here.
Smith also says the Army Corps of Engineers appears just to be trying to reduce the risk of Asian carp spreading instead of aiming to block the spread to the lakes. But Smith says overall the Obama administration appears to be moving in the right direction in the battle against Asian carp. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.